You're listening to Morning Edition here on WBIA. I'm Roger Dupuy, and this is Sports Voices.
Hello, Bob Ide.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
You survived the early week heat.
And the primary election, yes.
Yeah, and the primary election,
yes,
correct.
Yes,
I avoided the primary election by taking the day off.
Oh, well, good for you.
Well, it was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. What are we going to talk about?
Baseball?
Yes, baseball. We're going to talk a bunch of baseball today.
Gerrit Cole, right?
Yep, Gerrit Cole from the New York Yankees, who's now back to the Yankees. Tonight he's going to pitch on Friday.
Okay.
Kind of surprised because he thought maybe one more rehab, but he was with the Rail Riders last week, and he pitched very solid. He pitched like 5 1/3 inning, threw 86 pitches, hit 99.6 on the radar gun.
Okay.
Remember, he went through Tommy John surgery
in
March of 2025. So he said 17 months since he's taken the major league mound.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time for a former Cy Young Award winner.
And he's 35.
He's 35.
Yeah.
He's not a young buck. And when we talked to him, I asked, being a 35-year-old and being a veteran, is it easier or harder to be patient? And patience is the big thing for 17 months not playing for a guy that is the ace of the New York Yankees. So, you know, we talked to him after the game, and now, again, he's with the Yankees. So here's what he had to say.
Okay, folks, let's hear from Gerrit Cole.
I think the experience helps for sure. It's just really long rehab. And if you include the offseason from the year prior, it's been about 17 months since I've last performed at the big league. So no matter how you slice it, that's a long time. Yeah, so far, so good. It's been a good progression. Pitch count steadily increasing. Recovery's been good. And velocity and command are steadily increasing as well.
He spoke a lot about the patience required for a 17-month rehab.
Yeah, and he has patience.
Yeah.
I mean, going through Tommy John surgery is not easy, but it's – well, it a lot of people do it. I mean, even infielders, catchers, everybody.
Yeah.
It's kind of the norm now, and it takes a while to get back. But,
hey,
I didn't ask him this, and maybe I wanted to. Do you think it's going to prolong his career?
Yeah.
Because what they do to it, or, you know, you don't want to get injured again. But, you know, no matter what, Aaron Boone said, we ain't seen enough.
Yeah.
Max Fried is hurt, too, our other ace. We're bringing him up. He's pitching Friday.
Okay.
And there you go.
Yeah. let's stay with the another top prospect from the Yankees who is going to be with the Rail Riders, George Lombard Jr.
Yeah, Lombard Jr. His dad played for many years in Major Leagues. He's the third base coach of the Detroit Tigers. He grew up around baseball.
Okay.
He's a Miami kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's only 20 years old.
Wow.
He's 20.
Okay.
He's a very mature 20-year-old.
Fair.
He signed a big contract when the Yankees drafted him 3 years ago, a huge contract, over $3 million. So 20-year-old, he was 17, right out of high school. So they obviously have been bringing him up slowly. He plays shortstop right now.
Okay.
If you know the Yankees, you know Anthony Volpe's there.
Mm-hmm.
But he is the heir apparent. When that is, we'll see. So he's moved up the ranks, started in Double-A this year, went to Triple-A. In Double-A, he hit like 321. He was hitting the ball all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Since he's been with Scranton Wilkes-Barre, he's been batting in the 100s.
Okay.
And he hasn't seen the ball as well. He's hit the ball really good.
Okay.
But on Tuesday night against Lehigh Valley, he had his best day ever as a Triple-A baseball player, went 3 for 5 in that game. So maybe now this week he's really seeing the ball. I did a one-on-one with him. It ran on Fox 56 News Wednesday and Thursday. You can check it out on our website, fox56.com.
Okay.
And here's a little clip from top prospect of the New York Yankees.
Okay, George Lombard Jr.
Ever since I can remember, been somewhat around baseball, whether it was him coaching, him playing. So yeah, I'm always been part of my life, and he's been a great help for me.
What did you learn about being a professional baseball player growing up around it?
A lot of things. I think the biggest thing is just like the overall lifestyle, what it takes day in and day out, the length of everything, long season, long training days. The amount of time and effort and work that it takes to be to maintain yourself and to stay at the highest level, because that's, I think, the biggest difference with the guys up there. You know, there's a lot of guys that make it, but staying there and being a long-time elite player is the tough part. So, yeah, just the overall grind of it.
Did you always want to be a professional baseball player? I mean, kids grow up with their fathers, and they don't always want to do what they do, but you grew up around it. Is this something you always wanted to be?
Yeah, I mean, ever since I can remember, I played a bunch of sports, but always my favorite was baseball. It was where kind of everything going on in life just got put aside when I was on the baseball field, and it was always my comfort place. So, yeah, that's for sure.
All right. So that was George Lombard Jr. And you know what, Bob? He does seem like a very thoughtful and mature young man.
Yes, I talk to high school kids all the time, and college kids are better. They're more mature. Right. He's basically never went to college. Okay. Didn't go right to college. His college has been professional baseball. And he said baseball growing up. He also in high school won a soccer state championship. So he's a big FIFA guy on video games. FIFA, remember, it's coming to America this year.
Yeah.
It will be on Fox.
Okay.
We're planning for that right now, in fact. So he's going to watch that as well. So we talked about of that as well, about being a soccer fan and all-around athlete. And, yeah, 2 years maybe. Okay. Maybe the end of this year, but depends if he hits the ball, but definitely next year. And then the Yankees have to make some decisions.
Okay. And, folks, you can find Bob's full interview at fox56.com. We're going to talk some track and field, right?
Yeah, state track and field is this weekend. I am unfortunately not going to Shippensburg. Right. It starts today and is Saturday. And we talked about Olivia Thomas last week, I think, a little bit from Mid-Valley. Yeah. She's the top seed in not only in the girls' long jump, she's also in her category, which is the hurdles. She's also one of the top seeds there. Okay. Hughesville and AA girls, watch out for them. They're top seeds.
Okay.
A lot going on there.
Yeah.
And then some other top seeds scattered throughout. So our districts in our area, the 570 area code,
right,
should have a good weekend for track and field.
Okay. Although I don't know about the weather. I'm hearing Saturday might rain.
Okay. Well, they've run in the rain before, but they always have Sunday. So we'll see what happens. It's not going to be 90.
No, it's
like
not
it was earlier
90.
In the week. So that's probably a good thing.
All right, Bob. So before we wrap up, any other thoughts?
Yeah, I forgot to ask you last week. The Eagles are playing in London next year, and we're both Eagles fans.
Yes.
Are we going? I think we could take Sports Voices on the road. Right? From London?
I'll talk Eagles to my football. Bosses, you talk to yours.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen, but...
it's a dream. We could try.
Who are they playing in London? Do we know?
Come on. The Jaguars, I believe.
Okay, all right.
The Jaguars are playing twice overseas, so it's the Jaguars.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, we'll look forward to that. Thank you for being here. Have a nice week.